Asian Voice News, the Global Link.
Copper production rises by 8% in 2025. Two Lusaka Ministry of Health inspectors arrested for corruption. And Uganda Army Chief denies allegations of assault on opposition leader's wife. Good evening. With the main news, I am Christabel Kamuno. The government says Zambia's copper production recorded a significant increase in 2025, rising by 8% compared to 2024, with total output reaching 890,345 metric tons from 825,513 metric tons the previous year. Speaking during a media briefing in Lusaka today, Minister of Mines Paul Kabuswe attributed the increase largely to improved production at major mining operations, including Konkola Copper Mines, KCM, Mopani Copper Mines, Kansanshi Mine, and Lubambe Mine. Mr. Kabuswe revealed that KCM recorded the highest growth, with production rising by 366.58% to 8,215.33 metric tons in 2025 from 17,192 metric tons in 2024. He added that Mopani Copper Mines also continued on an upward trajectory, recording a 40.27% increase in production in 2025 compared to 2024, which he described as clear evidence that Hupi and the government policies are yielding positive results. With a target of attaining 3 million metric tons of copper production annually, by 2031, every ton of copper lost matters, said Mr. Kabuswe. Meanwhile, the minister disclosed that a total of 2,375 mining licenses were granted in 2025 compared to 2,175 licenses in 2024, representing an increase of 9.20%. He further noted that the number of artisanal mining rights issued rose sharply to 1,068 in 2025 from 680 in 2024, representing a 57.6% increase. Mr. Kabuswe explained that other licenses requiring Zambian shareholding include small-scale exploration and small-scale mining licenses, with 527 small-scale exploration licenses and 71 small-scale mining licenses granted in 2025. He added that out of the total 2,375 licenses issued, at least 1,666 involved Zambian citizens, underscoring government's commitment to increasing local participation in the mining sector. One person has died in a road traffic accident that occurred today around 04 hours along the Lusaka Kafue Road near Apex Filling Station in Mapepe area. Zambia Police Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilawi says the accident involved a Scania Marco Polo Public Service Vehicle Bus, registration number AJF4615ZM, belonging to Jonda Bus Company, which was driven by Brian Banda, aged 44, of Garden Chilulu Compound in Lusaka, and a Dongfeng truck and trailer, registration number BLC5152ZM, driven by Joseph Mwenda, aged 34, of Mamba District. Mr. Chilawi said that preliminary investigations indicate that the bus was heading towards Kafiwa when the truck, which was joining the main road, failed to give way, resulting in a collision. The impact caused extensive damage to both vehicles, and the driver of the bus died on the spot, and the body has been deposited at the University Teaching Hospital mortuary, awaiting post-mortem examination and burial, said Mr. Chilawi in a statement issued to RTV News in Lusaka today. He said that all the 16 passengers who were on board the bus escaped without injuries. Mr. Chilawi further disclosed that the truck driver who fled the scene later handed himself over to the Chilanga police station and is currently in custody awaiting formal charge. The Anti-Corruption Commission has arrested and jointly charged Geshom Chumola Yanika and Delis Soshumba, health inspectors at Matera First Level Hospital and Matera Main Clinic, respectively, for corruption involving 125,000 kwacha. Geshom Yanika, 32, of plot number 2095, Chunga Government Farms, and Alisa Shumba, 34, of Kamala South, have been jointly charged with four counts of solicitation and receipt of gratification contrary to Section 19, Cap 1 of the Anti-Corruption Act, Number 3 of 2012 of the Laws of Zambia. Details are that on unknown dates, but between 1st September 2025 and 23rd January 2026 in Lusaka, the two jointly acting together in their capacity as health inspectors at Matera First Level Hospital and Matera Main Clinic respectively did solicit and receive 20,000 kwacha, 50,000 kwacha and 30,000 kwacha from Job Lunga Mazamba, an agronomist at BioQuest AgriScience Limited. The gratification was allegedly received as an inducement or reward in order for them not to impose 300,000 kwacha fine on BioQuest AgriScience Company shop for poor ventilation and stocking expired agro products following an inspection that was conducted, read the statement from ACC. The statement further highlighted that during the same period, the two did solicit 25,000 kwacha and received 5,000 kwacha from Job Lunga Mazamba as an inducement or reward for themselves in order not to impose the said fine for the same offences. The two suspects have since been released on bond and are expected to appear in court soon. The Commission has noted with concern that corruption in the health inspection process poses a direct threat to public health and safety by allowing the circulation of expired and unsafe products. The Commission has therefore warned public service workers against engaging in corrupt practices, calling on members of the public to report any acts of corruption as public cooperation remains critical in the fight against corruption. The Department of Immigration has detained 109 suspected illegal immigrants following a targeted joint operation in the Danga Hill mining area of Shiwangando District, Mpeka. The suspects were among 112 persons apprehended during a joint operation conducted in the early hours of Monday, 27 January 2026, involving officers from the Department of Immigration, the Zambia Police Service, and the Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC. Department of Immigration Senior Public Relations Officer Namartin Shinka says of those detained by immigration, 104 are Tanzanian nationals, 4 are individuals claiming to be Zambian citizens, and 1 is a Malawian national, adding that the remaining 3 suspects, all Zambian nationals, were detained by the DEC and after being found in possession of psychotropic substances. Preliminary investigations indicate that some of these suspected illegal immigrants are illegal gold miners or buyers of gold illegally mined in the area, while others are operators of various restaurants and traders dealing in assorted merchandise within the mining zone, said Mr. Nshinka in a statement issued to RTV News in Lusaka today. He said most of the foreign nationals were found to be undocumented, while a few were in possession of valid temporary travel documents permitting them to remain in the country as visitors, a status that does not allow them to engage in business activities. Mr. Nshinka said all the suspects are currently being held at Mpeka Correctional Facility as investigations continue with further screening and possible prosecution expected. Meanwhile, Mr. Nshinka said on the same day in other parts of the country, the Department of Immigration apprehended 68 suspected illegal immigrants for various immigration-related offences, secured 16 convictions and removed 12 illegal immigrants from the country. He has further reiterated the department's commitment to government's firm stance against illegal mining and related criminal activities and will continue working with other law enforcement agencies to dismantle networks that undermine national security, economic integrity, and the rule of law.
Preliminary investigations indicate that some of the